Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
And I'm Xander Genre.
And together we're
the Library Bards.
And you're listening to The Flopcast.
Live from Chicken Town, this is The Flopcast, episode 232.
On flopcast.net.
Yes, yes, hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
How you doing?
Great. I have coffee.
We've got coffee. Once again, we're using those magic color-changing mugs. Your pie mug and my robot zombie mug, remember?
I positively adore this mug.
Have you committed that to memory now? You've got all the digits of pie. Maybe not all of them, but quite a few of them.
Here's the problem. If I'm going to try to memorize them, I need coffee, and by the time I'm done drinking the coffee, the numbers are gone, so...
We have a few things to get through this week, and, you know, why don't we start the old-fashioned way, the way we were meant to begin with your National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
You sure you want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday on October 18th to Marshall Mathers, best known as rapper Eminem.
I want to take back my answer about if I was ready to do National Whatever Day.
Oh, come on. This isn't going to be so bad.
We're celebrating Eminem's birthday.
We are celebrating Eminem's birthday.
This is a rap guy. He came out in the late 90s, I'm going to say.
Yes.
And I know who he is. I've heard two or three of his songs. So the obvious question, and you know my answer to this, are you a fan of Eminem?
As a person, maybe not, but I do appreciate his music, and I do appreciate the parodies of his songs that I've heard. The great Luke Ski also has a parody of an Eminem song, Sealing Like a Hobbit.
Oh, all right. Would you rather listen to Eminem, the rap artist, or just listen to a bag of Eminems? Because again, I know what my answer would be to this question.
I think this might surprise you. I'm not a big fan of the candy Eminem.
Just to listen to, though. I'm not saying listen to Eminem or eat a bag of Eminems. I'm saying listen to one or the other.
Because
I'm going with the bag.
Yes, I know. Well, we like what's in the bag here on this show. I like hip-hop and rap well enough that I like Eminem, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Okay.
Do I like everything that he stands for? No.
Great.
So, he's turning 44 on October 18th. Happy birthday, Eminem. And Kevin will celebrate your birthday by listening to the rattling of a bag of M&Ms.
Or even if it's not making any noise at all. The bag can just sit there quietly and I will listen to it.
I am really glad that you don't set your standards so very high.
Make no mistake, it's probably too much for you to take. Ain't it Gollum, I'ma show you why my heart hobbit to break. I'm sorry Gollum, I never meant to hurt you. But you can kiss that ring bye-bye, cause the
okay, what else do we have today? I've got a podcast to plug, and I think you might have a podcast to plug also.
I do!
Let's do some more podcast plugs. And my plug is for me. I was on another podcast. Once again, this is another Dragon Con panel has come out as a podcast, and we talked about this in our Dragon Con show, but this is Views from the Long Box, which is Michael Bailey's podcast all about comic books. And Michael has released as Views from the Long Box episode 247, the Wonder Woman panel from Dragon Con.
Right, because it's 30 years of Wonder Woman this year.
It's 75 years of Wonder Woman.
Darn it. I can't math.
Wonder Woman goes way, way, way back to...
I think 30.
1941. I don't know. 30 years. You're only going back to 86. That's...
Wow.
Even Linda Carter had been doing Wonder Woman for 10 years by then.
I keep forgetting how old I really am.
Later this year, before the year is out, we still have to do a show all about Wonder Woman. So I will turn you into a Wonder Woman expert here on the show sometime soon.
I'm counting on it.
Yes. But meanwhile, we can all tune in to Views from the Long Box episode 247, and you can hear our Wonder Woman panel from DragonCon. And as a reminder, the star of this panel is legendary comic book artist George Perez. I was quite superfluous to this panel, I assure you. Everybody was there to listen to George, and rightly so. He was an amazing speaker, and this is a guy that wrote and drew Wonder Woman for several years and did a great job at it. So tune in. You can hear me mutter a couple words here and there. You're mostly going to hear George Perez, who is really one of the greats in comics, talking all about his work on Wonder Woman. Check that out. Now, what's your plug?
A podcast that I could only dream of being on, Kevin.
Okay.
It is a podcast called The Unbelievable Truth. It's hosted by David Mitchell, one of the team leads on Would I Lie to You, my favorite British panel show.
Is this Mitchell as in Mitchell and Webb?
Yes.
It is, okay. Yeah. Funny guys from England.
Yes, I love Mitchell and Webb too. I love their sketch comedy. In the most recent episode, a celebrity named, I'm going to get his name wrong, it's German.
Can't be too much of a celebrity then. Is it Nana?
It is the male Nana.
The male Nana.
Nana. If Nana
was here, by the way. Nana came to America recently. I didn't know about this until it was almost over.
I thought you meant in Chicken Town.
She was not here in the studio.
Nana was in the studio. Talking about chickens in the news.
No, Nana, who I love, she never really toured in America, and she just came over to America and did 3 shows and then went running back to Germany. So I did not get to see Nana, but I'm hoping that she will come back and do a more extensive tour at some point. So my question then is, was Nana the big German celebrity?
No, it was Henning Vein. And he gives a lecture on potatoes.
It's a lecture on potatoes. Well,
it was a lecture on potatoes, and it's very funny.
If you hadn't convinced everyone to check out this podcast already, as soon as anyone hears a lecture about potatoes, that's what people want to hear.
Did you know that there was a war of potatoes?
No, I did not know that. Like, as in just people are just throwing potatoes at each other?
Yes. Well, there was already a war between 2 countries underway, and what they were doing to get back at one another was they were digging up each other's potato crops. I mean, this is something that legitimately happened in history, the War of Potatoes.
Yeah.
Digging up each other's crops and then lobbing the potatoes at each other in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right. But the podcast is...
The Unbelievable Truth.
All right. Check that out, kids. Meanwhile, back on this podcast... What we haven't done in a long, long, long time. It's been so long that I feel like this is a problem, and I feel like we have failed our listeners. Cornflake.
What are we forgetting?
We're forgetting chickens in the news. Well, it's not that we forgot about it, but I didn't realize how much time had passed.
We didn't forget. We were willfully negligent.
All we do is think about chickens around here. That has not changed.
But we've been holding out, and we better stop it right now, Kevin, because I hear that stiff... fines can be imposed.
If the mayor hears.
Right. If we're not talking about chickens enough.
They regulate that sort of thing here in Chicken Town.
If we don't pull our act together, we're going to have to fly the coop.
And now, the Flopcast presents Chickens in the News.
So I received a Chickens in the News item.
That's a relief.
By Turkst, by the way. This was Turksted to me.
Ooh.
And this is from our friend Steve. You know Steve.
I do. I saw him recently.
Saw him recently. Yes, that's true. We were all out together not long ago. Now, I looked up because I thought, when was the last time we did Chickens in the News? And unless we did one and I forgot to mark it on the spreadsheet, I went all the way back to June.
Did the chickens get the summer off?
Apparently, yeah. And most of fall. It's been 4 months.
You would think that we would have been hearing about it all this time.
Well, the question is that our fault? Have we failed? Have we been passing over all kinds of chicken stories? Or has it just been a quiet time in the world of chickens?
I think we've discussed this before, and we've determined that chickens are always in the news. So I think
It's our fault.
I think we flopped.
We are to blame.
Yes.
Well, let's fix things right now, Cornflake, because I have a story right here. And this is from Scotland.
Oh, this is exciting.
And the headline is, Police Appeal for Information About Chicken Crossing Road. The chicken crossing the road in Scotland, evidently.
Do they not know that joke over there?
I think they must know that. Have you ever been to Scotland?
I have not. Have you?
No, I have not either. It looks crazy. You know, people have those wonderful accents. You can't understand a word they're saying. Mm. Apparently it's English, but who can tell?
Right.
It looks really cool. You know, it's beautiful. There's all kinds of crazy old stuff.
And it does look pretty neat.
I would like to check out Scotland sometime, but...
But I don't know that I could possibly even imagine the chicken crossing the road joke starting there. Unless the chicken was wearing a kilt.
Could have been a kilted chicken.
Chicken crossing the road. Yeah, I can see where that joke started.
Now, there is a photo with this picture. This chicken could be wearing a kilt, and we just wouldn't see it.
Oh, from that angle, can't tell.
Yeah, I'm going to assume that this chicken is wearing a kilt.
Can we please open a bar called the Kilted Chicken?
You don't have to ask me twice. You know, absolutely.
In our spare time. We could even have the podcast there, like live from the Kilted Chicken.
We've got to do that.
This is the Flopcast.
I'm going to book the Bay City Rollers to perform at our new bar, our Scottish-themed chicken bar.
And I'm going to arrange for somebody to give a lecture on potatoes.
Oh, please, yeah. Which you think of potatoes as more of an Irish thing, but they must have potatoes in Scotland also.
That's true.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, they're asking questions about chickens crossing roads.
Here's the story. Police have issued an appeal for information about why a chicken was seen crossing the road in Dundee. Dundee, apparently, is in Crocodile Dundee. It's spelled the same way.
Huh.
Is apparently a city in Scotland. They received reports of a bird who was giving passing motorists cause for concern.
What was this chicken doing while crossing the road?
I don't know. You've got Scottish people, they're driving along, and they're calling the police because, hey, there's a chicken wandering around out here. The chicken was captured by the police and taken to the station for questioning, I assume.
Mm.
I think they put it in one of those little rooms, like on all the police TV shows.
I think so.
With that table that you can attach the handcuff to. You know how you can handcuff a guy right to the table in that interrogation room? Do they do that with this kilted chicken, do you think?
Sure.
Then you have to hope the chicken doesn't lawyer up, as they say. At any point, the chicken could say, I'm done talking. If it was smart, it kept its beak shut.
Yes.
The whole time. The police are they're trying to find the bird's owner. Wow. They're really putting a lot of effort into this. Apparently not a lot going on for the police to respond to in Scotland because...
At least in Dundee, anyway.
In Dundee, in Scotland, it's all hands on deck taking care of this chicken. Social media reports suggested up to 3 uniformed officers. Up to 3. It's so foggy over there, nobody can tell what's going on.
Although, it's not so foggy that you would approximate humans, but...
Up to 3 policemen were seen chasing the chicken. I really hope that's not a euphemism for anything.
So no follow-up news on this yet?
Not in this story. So yeah, if anybody has any information, I'm going to say, you know what, before you contact the police, contact us.
Right.
Yeah. So that cornflake is a long overdue. Chickens in the news.
I love that segment.
And now we've got one more thing to get through today. And as we hinted last week, we have another convention coming up in these parts. As this show comes out, it's next weekend, which is October 21st through the 23rd. Once again, it's Super Mega Fest. Coming back to it. Super Mega Fest happens twice a year now for the last couple of years.
It's that awesome.
We were at the Spring Mega Fest, now it's Fall Mega Fest. And this is, for the first time, Fall Mega Fest is not at the old Framingham location. It's all going to happen spring and fall at the new location in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And this is also a new date for MegaFest, because this always used to be the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Right, it did used to be later in the
fall. But now, it's like a month earlier. Now it's closer to Canadian Thanksgiving.
Oh!
But it's October 21st through the 23rd. I'm going to be there. I'll go.
I'm trying to make myself available for more than just 90 minutes.
Yeah, we never know what you like to be a mystery about these things, and that's fine. You may or may not show up at some point. Could be for the whole weekend. It could be for like 20 minutes.
It could.
We don't know. I'm going to let you know what's happening at Super Mega Fest right now. Maybe that'll factor into how much of an appearance, if any, you make.
It could.
All right, so let's do this. Once again, as we do every year at the Fall Mega Fest, there's a Friday night comedy show. And I've been to the last couple of these because friends of ours are always involved in this thing. And once again, Nikki Luparelli will be there.
Excellent.
Doing her comedy act. She's probably going to have her hula hoop.
She is magnificent.
Yeah, we love Nikki, of course, and she's going to be there. And our other pal from the world of Boston comedy, Ken Reed, of the TV Guidance Counselor podcast. Ken's going to be there, too.
Cool.
Will Smalley will be there also. He's really good. He's another local Boston guy, I believe. And the wacky headliner this year, this might be before your time. This definitely is before your time, but you may know who this is from reruns or whatnot. But back in the 70s, there was a sitcom called Good Times.
Uh-huh.
You know Good Times?
I do.
Do you remember Jimmy Walker, who was JJ, the wacky skinny dude on Good Times?
I remember JJ.
Who'd scream dynamite. That
yes.
was like his big catchphrase.
Yes, I do remember.
And we were a nation obsessed with Jimmy Walker from Good Times screaming dynamite back in the 70s.
Didn't they try to give him his own spinoff show?
Perhaps. Not that I know of, but it's entirely possible. Because he was really the breakout star of Good Times. He was funny and just this wacky kid. And Jimmy Walker, Jimmy J.J. Dynamite Walker from Good Times, will be headlining the Friday Night Comedy Show.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so great.
He'll be around the convention all weekend as well, I believe, you know, doing autographs and stuff, as well as one of his co-stars from Good Times. That's Bernadette Stanis, whose name I'm probably mispronouncing. She's going to be there as well, and apparently she's going to make an appearance during the comedy show also.
Well, ain't they lucky they got them.
What a song. One of the great theme songs.
Keeping my head above water.
We love it. So yeah, a couple of the stars of Good Times will be lurking around MegaFest. There's also a big concert Saturday night. They do this every year at MegaFest also. Saturday night concert. Nikki Luparelli is part of that as well, but this time she's bringing the whole band.
Oh, the Gold Diggers?
This will be Nikki Luparelli and the Gold Diggers. And as they do, I think almost every year when they do the MegaFest concert, she's just doing Bowie. This will be a David Bowie set from Nikki.
What a year for that.
There's a lot of Bowie tributes happening lately, but Nikki's been doing Bowie tribute shows for years.
This is the one to see.
Yes, and she's great. It's all tribute acts, actually, the Saturday Night Show, because in addition to Nikki, you have Loose Salute, who I saw earlier this year. They're a Monkees tribute band. They do Monkees and specifically Mike Nesmith covers. And also, here's a band I've not seen before. There's a Led Zeppelin tribute band playing called Dazed.
Oh. Uh-huh.
So that's the Saturday night concert. Now let's run through some of the wacky celebrities who may be lurking about.
This part is always fun.
This is always weird and fun because MegaFest always gets a weird bunch of wacky celebrities to do autographs and photos and Q&A and all that.
Super random, usually.
Yeah.
Super MegaFest.
And Richard Dean Anderson will be there. I'm not terribly familiar with Richard Dean Anderson because I was not a MacGyver viewer back in the 80s, but this is MacGyver. This was the star of MacGyver. Did you watch MacGyver? Because I never did.
Not at the time, but just as the show was about to stop being a thing, I started to watch it.
Okay.
And then it went off the air.
You caught the very end of MacGyver.
Yes.
I saw Richard Dean Anderson recently when I was watching my Facts of Life DVD set.
He was in the Facts of Life?
He was on at least one episode of the Facts of Life, and this was a weird episode, which I had forgotten all about. He was in a backdoor pilot episode. Backdoor pilot is when they use an episode of a show to try to create a spinoff series.
Oh.
So just suddenly the show shifts to these new characters that you've never seen before because they're trying to set them up to maybe launch their own spinoff show. The Facts of Life itself was a spinoff from Different Strokes.
Right.
And Facts of Life attempted several backdoor pilots over the course of the run, and I don't think any of them actually went to a series. But I believe this was the first one they attempted. Tootie, you know, one of our favorite Facts of Life girls, it was Tootie's aunt, and she was married to Richard Dean Anderson. So this was a mixed-race couple. It was not a great show. This was pre-MacGyver, of course.
It's too bad he wasn't MacGyver already, because Tootie's aunt being married to MacGyver,
yeah, see, now
he would have had something.
Now you've got a show. Maybe it's not too late. We can get this thing going.
And the Tootie's Aunt and MacGyver show. We'll be right back.
Tootie's Aunt and MacGyver. So you've got the name of the show.
It's like Captain and Tennille.
They could do an album. And then we could book them at our place, the Kilted Chicken.
Yes, we could. going to be first.
We've got a lot of weird business deals to try to pitch to Richard Dean Anderson when we get to Super Mega Fest.
Okay, we'll be ready.
Plus, we have to find Tootie's aunt. I don't know her name.
We have to get all the chickens fitted with kilts. Don't forget.
She was a Playboy model, as I recall. The actress who played Tootie's aunt.
Oh, yeah. That is neat.
See? I think we really have a show here.
Yeah. We're getting hit on our hands. What are we doing hosting a podcast?
How did this not go to series in 1981 or whenever it was? All right, moving along. Richard Dean Anderson will be there. Star of Tootie's aunt and MacGyver. Also appearing, you know how at Dragon Con we had a couple of members of NSYNC?
Right.
At MegaFest, we're going to have Nick Carter, who is one of the Backstreet Boys. Which I didn't know. I don't know that name, but you must know that name.
I do. I know that name from the Backstreet Boys.
Was he your favorite?
No.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to be too busy talking to MacGyver.
He could be a listener. Nick Carter will be there.
I have nothing against Nick Carter.
Me either. I never heard of the guy until 2 hours ago.
Consider my standards. I like Eminem, so.
David Mazouz or Mazouz or something. I don't know how to pronounce this kid's name, but he's really good. I know who this kid is. I watch him every week. This is one of the stars of Gotham.
Aha.
Gotham is the story of young Bruce Wayne when he's a kid.
I would say that's Mazouz.
Mazouz? Think I got this right?
No, I think you got this.
We're going to go with Mazouz.
Mazouz.
He is Bruce Wayne.
Ooh.
This, essentially, Batman is coming to Super Megafest, Cornflake.
Well, that's pretty magnificent right there.
A young pre-Batman. He will be there. Oh, a couple of years ago at Dragon Con again, they had Ralph Macchio.
Right.
From The Karate Kid and The Outsiders. And C. Thomas Howell was with him as well at Dragon Con. And they were both in The Outsiders together. They're both going to be at Super Megafest. We've got Ralph Macchio and C. Thomas Howell coming. And they were really fun together. They're great. And also, returning to Megafest, he's been there a couple of times, I believe, Billy Zabka, who was Johnny. From Cobra Kai in Karate Kid. And he was like almost every movie they made in the 80s. Billy Zabka was like the go-to. You want a creepy kid in your movie, you go to Zabka.
And it's so great to see him now. He's so nice. He always has a big smile on his face when he's at these shows.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, yeah. I talked to him. I think he was at the Spring Megafest just a few months ago.
I remember seeing him there.
Yeah. So all three of them are going to be there anyway, Cornflake. We're going to have Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka from The Karate Kid. And you're going to have C. Thomas Howell, who was Ralph Macchio's co-star in The Outsiders.
I have yet to meet Ralph Macchio.
I've never met him either. I saw him at Dragon Con. I saw him speak on a couple of panels, but I didn't actually meet him.
I may need to make this happen.
You could meet The Karate Kid or C. Thomas Howell.
I could, yeah.
And that's Soul Man. Remember Soul Man?
No.
Soul Man, which C. Thomas Howell, in order to get a scholarship, he painted himself to look black.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying it was a good idea.
Was that a backdoor pilot or something?
He was. Tootie's aunt was in it. Soul Man. The three of them will be there. I'm guessing that'll be very funny seeing those guys all together. Aileen Quinn is coming back. I think she's been to MegaFest before. This was Annie, the little girl Annie in the 1982 Annie movie, which I saw about 8,000 times because I think my little sister had it on VHS and we played it on a nonstop loop in my house.
Well, I can't say I never watched it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I watched it in full when I was little because Mrs. Hannigan scared the daylights out of me.
Oh, that was Carol Burnett's character?
Yeah,
like
she...
the evil lady?
Really,
the orphanage?
But I had the LP of all the songs.
From the movie?
I used to listen to that.
So you had Aileen Quinn singing right on your album then?
I did.
She's going to be there. And this is interesting. Currently, she has been writing some original material for her LA-based rockabilly band, The Leapin' Lizards.
That's neat!
Of which she is the lead singer. So that's interesting. I want to hear Annie singing in her rockabilly band, which is called The Leapin' Lizards, because that was like an Annie catchphrase. That's what Little Orphan
Leapin'
Annie...
Leapin' Lizards.
Yeah,
well, that's perfect.
That's the thing she would yell. I want to hear The Leapin' Lizards.
Me too!
And final wacky celebrity on this list, one of the featured guests at MegaFest. This is a weird one. I've never seen this guy listed at a convention before. Also from the world of music, Cornflake. Meatloaf.
Meatloaf is coming to MegaFest? Get out.
Isn't that weird?
No way.
Are you a fan of Meatloaf?
Not the food.
Right.
But I do like the singer.
Yeah, same.
As in Eddie from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror and then just all those crazy songs from the 70s, those Jim Steinman songs.
And then those songs from the 90s.
The 90s, also with Jim Steinman. They came crashing back in the 90s.
I feel they made the 90s better.
Tolerable. We owe it all to Meatloaf. We never would have gotten through the 90s.
Thank you, Meatloaf.
Well, you can tell him so in person at MegaFest. And there are even more guests beyond that. Those are just a few of the highlights that I jotted down, but check the website. And hope to see you all at Super MegaFest, October 21st through the 23rd in Marlborough, Massachusetts.
Right on.
And before we wrap up, you know what? We should plug the ESO Amazon store again, as we did last week.
Oh, good idea. Let's do that.
If you're going to buy something...
On Amazon.
I know you people. You buy things all the time.
Like potato peelers.
What if you need a new potato peeler to start a potato war? I bet you could get one on Amazon.
You could.
Now, if you're going to do that, what you want to do is go to esopodcast.com. There's a link to Amazon right at the top of the page. Now when you buy your potato peeler, our network, the ESO network, will get a little cut of whatever you spend at Amazon. So if you buy a potato peeler, what does a potato peeler go for? Like $7,000-$8,000? That's a high ticket item.
Give or take, if you get the diamond crusted one.
The network is only the best when I'm shopping for any kind of potato themed appliance.
Diamond crusted potato peelers.
Those are delicious. And ESO will get a hunk of your potato money anyway, is what I'm saying. Check out the ESO Amazon store, and for the rest of our end-of-the-show plugs, I'm going to throw it over to you, Cornflake. Get us out of here.
All right, I got this. If you want to find out more about the Flopcast, go to flopcast.net. That's our website. There will be show notes there from the show and from all the shows we've ever done.
Yep.
And there's also some links there if you want to hear us on other people's podcasts, like what Kevin was talking about earlier in the show.
Yes.
We have a handle. It is at Flopcast on Twitter. And we're on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Flopcast.
You know who's been contacting us lately? I don't know if you're aware of this. Our old buddy Bob Matthews.
Bob!
And you know what he's doing?
What is he doing?
He's sending us bananas.
What?
Cartoons of bananas. They've been arriving every few days. A banana cartoon from Bob.
Banana Terps?
I'm guessing that this is inspired by our Dragon Con episode.
Quite possibly.
In which I discussed how I got it. I got a Turks asking, do I want a banana?
You know, I wish you hadn't even said it, because you would have left me guessing, because I totally forgot that happened at Dragon Con. I would have been like, why is Bob sending us bananas? And I would have been thinking about it, like, all week. But maybe he has other reasons.
It could be completely unrelated.
Something to do with that Scottish chicken crossing the road.
That's true.
It may all tie together somehow.
Yeah, you don't want to slip on a banana peel.
While you're crossing
you're on the road in Scotland wearing a kilt. All kinds of things could go wrong.
No, you don't. So Bob is using these various ways to contact us and find out more about the show. Just send us bananas.
Yeah, so it's one thing you could do with all these links and Twitters and Facebooks and whatnot is just send us banana cartoons.
You know what, Kevin?
Yep.
I positively adore our listeners.
Yeah, they're the best.
They really are.
And
thank you, guys.
You know what we should do for them right now is set them free.
Good plan.
Until next week. See you then.
We'll be back. Peace and cookies.
Hello. My name is Jay Patrick, and that is Adam.
Hello.
Join us for the Adam and JP Show.
Hello.
Available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Hello.
Get it now.
Hello.
Oh, we're just kidding. If you love comics, video games, movies, wrestling.
Who doesn't? These are all great things that make us who we are.
That's true. Then you should join us for the Adam and JP Show. You actually can get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, that part was true.
And right here on the ESO Network.
And adamandjp.com.
What we need is a few good taters.
What's taters, huh?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Lovely big golden chips with a nice piece of fried fish. Even you couldn't say no to that.
Oh, yes, we could.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.